Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 120 for Wednesday, October 28th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower on choppy trading Wednesday, following losses in U.S. soybeans and tracking movement in the Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from $1.60 to $2.10 lower, with the most active January contract down $1.70 at $474.50 per ton. The loonie was up nearly a full cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Traders expect the next survey from Statistics Canada to show much larger canola supplies than previously reported. Rain in Brazil is also helping alleviate some of the concerns over excess dryness within soybean fields, while European rapeseed futures also finished lower on the day. However, on the other side of the coin, U.S. soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were both higher, which helped to limit the losses. Canola is also losing some of its premium over soy, and crushers remain steady buyers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 9 cents lower, with the January contract down 8 cents at $8.82 per bushel. Soybeans were pressured by a downturn in orders from China. The Asian country has been buying a lot of supplies in recent weeks, but seems to be turning quieter. Rain in Brazil is also expected to help deal with some of the soil moisture problems for soybeans down there. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower. Elevators in the U.S. Midwest are reportedly starting to fill up. Demand from foreign countries is on the weak side right now, which was bearish. U.S. corn is being undercut by other countries, like Brazil. Brazilian corn right now is 25 to 28 cents per bushel cheaper. Profit margins for ethanol producers were also negative. However, rain is forecast for the U.S. corn belt in the coming days, which could delay what's left of the harvest. Wheat ended 1 to 2 cents per bushel lower, with the December contract in Chicago at $5.07 per bushel. Rainfall in the U.S. southern plains continues to help alleviate dryness concerns for the winter wheat. So far, the soft red wheat has received the most help, but this weekend moisture is expected to fall on fields hosting hard red wheat too. Technical selling was also a feature of the day's activity. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 28th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.